NewsRamp Science Podcast, Monday evening, August 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Regentis Biomaterials, RGNT advances, regenerative solution for major unmet need in cartilage repair. Regentis Biomaterials advances its regenerative solution for a major unmet need in cartilage repair, with Gelerin C. The company aims to establish a new standard of care by offering a practical, single-step procedure that delivers advanced cartilage repair without the need for cell harvesting or patient-specific manufacturing. With promising clinical data showing durable improvements, Regentis is targeting a significant market in orthopedic medicine. Quantum Biopharma QNTM advances MS imaging study with encouraging preliminary results. Quantum Biopharma has made significant progress in its MS imaging study with Massachusetts General Hospital, reaching the halfway point in patient enrollment. Preliminary PET imaging data has shown promising signals in acute MS lesions, potentially offering a more precise way to measure myelin loss and repair. These findings are directly relevant to the company's investigational compound, Lucid MS, designed to inhibit demyelination by targeting the enzyme PAD2.
Rock breaks. Where Earth supply gap creates opportunity for junior developers like Canemera Energy Metals Corp. Canemera Energy Metals Corp is seizing the opportunity in the rare earth market with its diversified portfolio of assets across Brazil, the US, and Canada. As global demand for rare earth elements rises and governments seek to reduce dependence on China, Canemera is advancing exploration at key projects. With the global rare earth market projected to grow significantly, junior developers like Canemera with strategic assets and active programs may benefit from this trend. Biotech Lab Supply lists 11 research compounds with peptide COA docs. Biotech Lab Supply Inc. has expanded its online catalog to include 11 documented research peptides, such as BPC-157 and tesamorelin. These high-purity peptides come with batch-specific COA documentation, catering to qualified researchers and laboratory professionals. The expanded inventory covers a range of compounds for controlled laboratory investigations, analytical testing, and biochemical pathway research, supporting legitimate scientific work. Tiny Gems breaks: Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. receives FDA feedback for Lyme disease prevention study. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. has received FDA feedback for a Lyme disease prevention study. The company announced plans for an adaptive phase 2 field study of TNX4800, a long-acting anti-OSPA monoclonal antibody candidate. The randomized placebo-controlled study aims to enroll 3,300 adults over two Lyme disease seasons to evaluate prevention efficacy. Manufacturing of the investigational product is on track for delivery to study sites in the first quarter of 2027.
Investor news breaks: American Fusion Inc. appoints Dr. Noah D'Amico as strategic advisor. American Fusion Inc. appointed Dr. Noah D'Amico as a strategic advisor, bringing expertise in nuclear diagnostics, radiation measurements, vacuum systems, and AI-assisted particle track analysis to support the Texatron Fusion Engine testing program. Drive D'Amico's role includes laboratory preparation, experimental planning, instrumentation, data collection, and technical documentation, enhancing the company's scientific and engineering capabilities for the Fusion platform development.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.